The toll of last week's earthquake and tsunami in Japan continues as rescuers maintain their search for survivors. The disaster also continues to reverberate throughout the global economy. The Nikkei plunged for a second straight day, losing more than 10%. And for a second straight day, Japan's central bank provided more liquidity, injecting $98 billion into the money markets. This is after the $184 billion it added to the economy yesterday. Initial estimates put repair costs in the tens of billions of dollars. That's a challenge for any country, but more so for Japan because of its massive public debt, which is more than 200% of gross domestic product. In trading today, Intel Corporation and other chip makers were among the big losers. Many tech companies are dependent on Japanese factories for their products or components. After falling sharply at the start of trading, U.S. markets bounced back, though they still closed down. Peter Cardillo is chief market economist at Avalon Partners.
The market was already in a corrective stage due to higher oil prices, and obviously this tragedy in Japan has just accelerated this market's decline.
The Dow Jones lost 138 points, ending at 11,855. Despite worries about Japan, the Federal Reserve today expressed greater confidence in the U.S. economy. It said the recovery is on, quote, firmer footing, and that the labor market appears to be improving, albeit gradually. The Fed did acknowledge that prices for raw materials, oil in particular, have risen sharply. But it thinks that in the long run, higher prices won't be as much of a concern. The statement from the nation's central bank accompanied its decision to keep interest rates unchanged and to keep forging ahead with QE2, that's the $600 billion bond purchasing program, to keep the economy growing. Returning to Japan, perhaps the biggest fear is about those damaged nuclear reactors that are leaking dangerously high levels of radiation. Tens of thousands of people near the plants have been evacuated or ordered to seal their homes and stay indoors. Anxiety about the nuclear power industry has led other countries with existing or planned nuclear reactors to review their assumptions about how safe they really are. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that seven reactors that went into operation before 1980 in Germany would be taken offline for 3 months of review. Nearly 20% of electricity generated here in the United States comes from nuclear power. Could what's happening in Japan change that? With us now is WNYC's Bob Henley. Welcome back to the 411, Bob.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me.
First, lay the groundwork here in the metropolitan region. How dependent are we on nuclear
energy? It's huge.
Energy?
I was surprised. In New Jersey, it's over 50%. In Connecticut, it's over 50%. In New York State, 30%. But New York State is in the top five of atomic power producers in the nation. So it's a big deal.
As we see these explosions at the Japanese reactors and hear reports of radiation leaks, does that change the debate here in New York about relicensing the Indian Point reactor just 35 miles up the road in Buchanan?
Well, timing is very important here because, of course, first of all, Indian Point is a Westinghouse pressure water reactor, not the boiling water reactor that's so controversial. The United States has 23 of those, and in New Jersey we have Oyster Creek and Hope Creek, which fall in that category. But Indian Point is the one that is up for licensing now, and it did pass its scientific evaluation by the NRC, but what's critical here is that Attorney General Schneiderman and Governor Cuomo both campaigned on and both intend on opposing its relicensing. Now, Indian Point supplies on any given day the equivalent of 25% of the juice that it takes to run New York City. Now, that's a lot.
So what's going on in Japan could add fuel to the arguments to close down Indian Point?
Only in terms of looking at the confidence we have in our ability to build big things. Now, we have an idea that we know that we've figured all the things that can happen. The question is, how much redundancy do you build in? And we've been making decisions, long-term energy decisions, for a long time on the spot price of oil. So now what Cuomo's talking about doing is replacing Indian Point share with basically entire rehab, it's very ambitious, of the state's power grid, making it more efficient and more reliant on renewable energy.
You mentioned an interesting point, oil. We know that the price of crude oil has been rising. Does this mean there is still a future for expanded nuclear energy here in the United States as long as places like Libya, Egypt, and places in the Middle East remain unstable.
The thing that's a pressure on that is that natural gas prices have been surprisingly low, taking the pressure off of it. And also, there's a tremendous amount of subsidy required for atomic power to work, and I don't know that Congress is in the mood for that. So basically, the problem here is that these images from Japan are really going to drive this story, and that's what we have to see.
WNYC's Bob Henley, thanks so much.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.